Grandma, I don't really know.
It looks dirty to me, but it was clean, but it must be it didn't come out.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
I sprayed it. I thought that was the one I sprayed.
I don't know very much about your parents, Graham.
I'll have the jacket on and I'll...
Yeah, there you go.
Take it off.
Yeah, just put a sweater on over.
I don't
over.
Think it's very noticeable.
No, I did not. I can't see it from here. I had to get up and look.
I just can't stand to do my hair. I don't know how what it looks like now, but it all sticks up when I go to take it off.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, they look good. They got peppermint
is
on
it
them.
Dark, you?
Dark chocolate and peppermint.
Oh.
They're good. Very good.
Your mother to find them.
Ooh, yeah. Really?
Hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah. Grandma, I don't know anything about your parents. Your mom and dad. What? Your mom and dad? What was it? I don't know anything about them.
She wants you to tell her some stories about Grandma and Grandpa.
You got the wrong person.
Yeah?
Why?
Why?
No, but my brothers would know more.
Yeah? How old were you when they died?
Oh,
they weren't alive when I was.
You were. I was pregnant with you.
Really? Mm-hmm. When which one died?
When Grandma died.
Grandma?
Which one?
Your mom.
I was pregnant, so Grandma died in 1979.
Oh, man.
When I was pregnant with Kimberly. I was 9 months pregnant.
Oh.
That's why you were so early.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Remember, I was pregnant with Kimberly. And Grandpa died. Grandpa died in August.
Yeah.
August. A couple years before Grandma.
I had all my cards in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what happened to all the Bible and everything.
Frank's got it. Frank's got it. Uh-huh.
Were you close with your mom? Were you close, you and your mom? Were you tight?
I wasn't tight.
No?
She went over every Sunday and took care of her. Every Sunday.
With all that she had to do and everything.
Right.
In fact, I helped her more than she helped me.
Yeah.
Because I used to iron all her, my brother's white shirts. And I come home from school and the ironing board was up and the white shirts were all there.
She was ready for you, huh? Well, you
and
were the baby.
And Aunt snuck out to her friend's house.
But the two
and
youngest
girls,
right?
She would go there to clean her house for some extra money or anything, everything. And then I get stuck with washing the dishes after dinner. I got stuck with everything.
Really? How many kids were there?
It was four. Four boys and two girls, I think it is.
Okay.
No, there's
no,
three girls.
Three girls, four boys?
It was five boys.
One boy died when he was a baby?
Anthony, Leonard, Jimmy, John.
Dooney. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anthony was Dooney? Uncle
Dooney. What'd you say?
Oh.
I told her Uncle Dooney was Anthony.
Where'd that nickname come from? Dooney.
And Nardi was Leonard. See, that was Italian.
Okay. I gotcha. Did you like growing up with so many kids, or it just was more work for you? Was it a lot of work having all those brothers and sisters, or did you like having a lot of siblings?
I just took it in my stride. You don't question things. You just do it.
Right. Who were you closest with of your brothers and sisters? Who were you closest with? Who are you tightest with of your brothers and sisters?
I'm tightest with Uncle Johnny the most.
Yeah. Has it always been that way? You guys were the babies, right? The two youngest?
Yeah.
Let me take some
I think there was two of them that died. One of them I know had the influenza, the...
That's the flu.
When they were all dying back then.
No kidding. A baby? Oh. And there might have been another one, too, that died?
I think there was two. One died in Italy, and the other one here.
Were you and Uncle Johnny the only two that were born here? Was everybody else born in Italy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, they were all... Yeah, you and Uncle Johnny were the only ones that were born here.
Uncle Jimmy didn't...
Uncle Jimmy was born in Italy? No. Uncle Jimmy was born here? Uncle Jimmy was born here?
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was only you and Uncle Johnny.
I think so.
Sure. I can look at that.
What made them come here from Italy?
Well, they were relatives here, and they found work here.
Okay.
And my father came over first.
Oh.
And got things off.
Left your mom back there with all the kids.
And Karen still has her passport. She has all her papers and everything. And some guy said to him, you know, that's going to be worth money someday, so hang on to it.
Yeah. Wow.
So it'll be a...
Reagan hates that. I've seen these.
An artifact, yeah, of immigrant coming over. Where did the... I wonder where they came in through, like Paris Island or what? Where? So what was the work that they came to... Did they go right to Rochester, or?
Well, I know my father worked at the DPW. That was Department of Public Works.
Okay.
And then he went to work for Wilmont Castle, and that's when he passed away.
Oh, and he worked there until he passed away?
Who?
Huh? Who
won?
Dad.
Oh my. Grandpa wasn't working when he died.
Grandpa was, I didn't say he was working when he died.
Oh, okay.
I just...
He worked
He worked
until
and then he retired.
Yeah.
He worked and then he retired.
Yeah.
And he was sitting at the table having some scrambled eggs in the morning. And that's when he passed away.
Right at the table?
And it was funny because I said I was going to bake him a cake that day. I always would always bake for them. And I said to them, instead of baking a cake, instead of coming down to Grandma's, I said, I'll bake her a cake and bring it down the next day. Well, I was going home. That was just the beginning of September. I was going home after cleaning, and she, all of a sudden, I started when I can put them in wrong places, but I was sitting. No, I went out and washed my windows. I was washing my windows, and all of a sudden I heard a crash. So I said, "What the heck is that? Nobody's here." So I went and looked all around. And that picture fell right off the wall.
Get out.
No, it wasn't that picture.
Yeah.
I take that back. It was a cuckoo clock.
Oh.
There was another time that picture fell.
Yeah, that fell. Ada's son broke it.
Right. Yeah.
What'd she do with that clock? That's from Germany.
I don't know. I thought Frank or Marianne took that. Frank or Marianne took that, I think.
Well, I just hate to see them thrown out.
Oh, it's not going to get thrown out. It won't get thrown
out. So his picture fell off the wall?
Yeah, it fell off the wall.
And he had passed away. Yep. Wow.
I said, see, they meant for me to bake the cake because it was the last one he was going to have.
Oh, Graham. Did he die of a heart attack or something? Why did he die right at the table like
that?
I don't
know. Uncle Jimmy has all of that stuff. And back then, you don't sit down and talk about things like that.
Right.
So, but I've often wondered, in fact, if my brother Leonard, or more or less Anthony, he knew the dialect real well, so he would get letters from Italy, and then he would transfer it into English.
Yeah.
For him to.
Oh, no kidding.
He was more of a help for finding things out.
Yeah. So they still kept in contact with family back in Italy. In Foggia, is that where they
what
were?
What was that?
They were still keeping letters back and forth from Italy, keeping in contact?
My father had a lot of property out there.
No kidding.
But then when he was coming to Italy and the kid and the family was coming over, he gave them to the nun. He gave the property to the nuns.
Wow. Wow.
He was, according to what I was told, he had money.
It sounds like he was doing well in Italy.
He's got something. What was it? He's got some medals for something.
Huh. He did some time in the military for Italy, you think?
Yeah. I don't know what.
Or maybe they gave him a medal for donating all that land to the church.
In fact, he used to play the trumpet.
Frankie.
You know those people that at Christmas time?
Oh, yeah.
They play the, what do you, they play?
The little drummer boy?
Yeah,
Or the Christmas songs?
Yeah, they would all circle around a door.
Yeah, do
like
the Christmas caroling.
Oh, Christmas
carols.
Christmas caroling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas time, they'd all go around a certain one, and then they'd go to another one. And he was a president of I don't know, but Uncle still got the banner that he wore because he was a president.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't a president.
No,
yeah,
no, I know president
some
of
group.
Like a union or something like that. Or president of something.
Yeah.
That's cool that Frankie ended up playing the trumpet too.
Yeah.
I was going to show you pictures. They put some pictures on Facebook of Frankie in New Orleans. As soon as I find it, I'll show you.
Frankie and who?
Little Frankie's in New Orleans playing for the Mardi Gras parades.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show you a picture.
When is that parade?
It was one of them. He's in like 7 parades. The first one was last night.
Oh.
That must be wild.
Yeah.
That's got to be cool.
Yeah. I'll get you let me show you pictures.
Andy and I went to New Orleans for New Year's one year, for New Year's Eve.
Did you?
Yeah, it was me, Andy, and Brian. It was wild. The streets were crowded with people. You couldn't move. Everybody was...
Steve and I went one time, too. It's crazy. It's crazy down there.
Andy pretended to get arrested by a police officer, scared the crap out of me.
She pretended that Andrea had talked the police officers into handcuffing her and putting her next to the car, and she took a picture of it and sent it to me telling me that she got arrested. She got arrested.
Oh, my gosh. That was a great trip. That was, I went and had my fortune read, and the fortune teller told me I was going to have four kids.
Did they really?
Yeah. But they said I was going to have three of one gender and one of the other, and I ended up having two and two. But she said, yeah, you're going to have four kids, and it was cool. It was fun. How did you and Grandpa meet? How did you meet Grandpa?
I guess my father.
No.
No, my Grandpa, your husband.
How'd you meet Dad? She wants to know how you met Dad.
Elmo.
Oh, really?
We used to go to the movies, and then we used to stop at this, by St. Joseph's Church. They had a little bar there.
Yeah.
And Elmo and
bar.
I forget some of the other things. After the that, we would go to have a drink.
Yeah.
And Alma had a car and drove at that time. So she says, so he said he wanted to take me home. And I said, no, I came with the girls and I'm going with the girls. And so he goes to Alma and he says, don't take her. So that's how it got started.
Oh, that's cool. Did you start hanging out a lot together right from then? Were you together? You started going on a lot of dates right from then? Once you met him, were you together a lot after that? Or were you dating for a while?
Oh, yeah. But he just got out of service, I think. I think he just got out of service. He was in the Army for 2 years.
Yeah. Stationed in Japan, Okinawa. Remember, he was stationed in Okinawa.
Yeah. Did Andy get the flag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she get
and
the flag?
And the letter?
That was, you mean the medal? That was Kimberly.
Oh, that was Kimberly.
Yeah, I got the medal back,
did he
yes.
Did get the flag? Who got the flag?
In the box, yeah.
Did Andy get it?
I'm almost positive. Yeah, double check with her, but I'm almost positive. Yeah, Andy got the flag. Because she's the one that flew it for him. And
yeah.
And she got it back. Yeah.
I think so. I'll ask her. Andy said hi.
Hi, Andy. Is it cold out?
No, it's not too bad out.
How long did you date Grandpa before you got married? How long did you guys date before he asked you to marry him? Do you know? Do you remember? Was it a while or no?
Not very long. We met. Probably a year. 6 months, a year.
Yeah.
I never.
Their wedding date is November 5th, 1955.
Okay.
And that's the same day as when you watch Back to the Future.
Yeah.
It's the exact same day that they went Back to the Future.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Can't find
Once I got him, I wouldn't let him go.
Yeah.
That a girl.
Yeah. Did your parents like Grandpa? Did your parents like him?
Oh, they think he was a gem.
Yeah.
And they were so thrilled he went to college and all of that.
He went to Brown, right?
He went to Brown later.
Okay. After the service? After marrying Grandma?
Yeah, way after. Like,
You guys were already married when he went to Brown?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So did he leave you then, or did you go with him? You stayed.
I still had kids.
Oh.
He would go back and forth a lot. Did a lot of. I think he did
yeah,
a lot
we decorated
of. Or no, maybe he did it
we
here.
Decorated the house on the side there.
Yep.
What to celebrate when he was done?
When he graduated.
Aww. Yeah. Put a big sign up or something. That's cool.
That was cute.
He's got it.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
That's where you, that's where you girls get all your brains from, was Uncle.
Well, I remember Grandpa used to grill me. He'd come over for dinner. You guys would come over for dinner to our house in Webster, and he'd start grilling me on math problems and stuff over dinner.
Andrea got the flag.
Yeah.
I just asked Andrea, and she said she's got the flag.
Okay.
And what about you and Grandma Kirshner? Did you get along with his parents?
Oh, I got along with her. As long as then Aunt Doris didn't butt in.
Oh, Aunt Doris was kind of the problem?
I don't think she ever liked me.
Really?
Well, nobody was good enough for her brother.
Okay.
And I stayed clear from her.
Yeah.
And I always stayed clear from her, even when after we got married.
No kidding. Huh.
Where the primetime brass things went.
I got mad. I didn't get mad, but I was upset because he made a remark and he called me a dago. And I says, that's it.
Aunt Doris did?
No.
Oh, Grandpa?
Robert.
Who's Robert? Aunt Doris's
Doris
husband?
Dick.
Oh.
Dick.
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 Yeah. Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Dick.
He got mad at you and called you a dago? He got mad at you and called you a dago?
Well, he was talking and he was going wild about something. And then he... I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah.
Then he said something about a dago. And I just walked away from them. I didn't bother.
Yeah, I wondered because you were so Italian and Grandpa, their side's all German, right? So I didn't know if that was a like if that ever raised any issues that you guys were.
And Grandma used to have a certain day that she would invite just her, Doris, and her kids, and not you kids. But she always gave you a gift.
Yeah.
But she always had extra for them, and I kind of had a little grudge against that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That used to happen on the Skivington side to us, too.
Yep. That happened when Grandpa Skivington died. They decided that at the funeral home, it would only be immediate family. So Heidi and I, we weren't...
Weren't counted? You didn't count?
Nope.
To the funeral?
To the funeral.
What's your matter?
Second date. When Tom's father died, at the funeral home, they all said that it was only immediate family, and Heidi and I were not invited. It was only me and Heidi.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh.
And at that time, they were doing 2 and 3 days at the funeral home. That was the way they used to do it. And the second day... they let us go. But Heidi and I couldn't go to the funeral home.
I got left out of a lot of things over there, too.
Yeah. But freaking funeral home.
Wow. Wow.
Immediate family.
Yeah. That's just the two of us then.
Yeah, it's me and Heidi. Me and Heidi. Yeah.
But then when she wanted to get close, I did. If he, I still wish I knew. When I came back, I had to go and have... something removed in my mouth because they were afraid it was going to be cancerous. And I had somebody come in and stay with Dad.
That was when Dad was sick, wasn't it?
That's when he was right down. And I come back. I says, I won't go anyplace else. I says, I'll be right back. I told Dad. So I did. I went back. And she said to me, why haven't she said she made him cry. I don't know what she said to him, but she made him cry. And then she said to me a couple of weeks later, she goes and tells the insurance guy that I wouldn't give her the insurance. I said, my God, I says, I never even gave it a thought. I mean, it was...
This is Aunt Doris
we're talking about? I didn't do anything with it. Didn't have my name on it.
Who are we talking about?
She gave me a little rough time there for a while.
Aunt Doris or his mom?
No, his mother. I mean, his sister.
I didn't know you had a cancer scare in your mouth when Grandpa had cancer.
Yeah, I had something in my...
In her cheek. In your cheek. Remember, it was in your cheek.
It was inside.
Wow.
Do you want a Synthroid now?
No, I took one earlier because I...
Okay.
Let me see so I know how to twist him. Okay.
Remember, we look at the clock.
Wait.
Remember, it says Saturday. Here's Saturday. This is morning. You already took morning.
These are all here?
Saturday.
These are all here?
Yep. Then what do you go to next? Tomorrow.
I'm going to go straight down here?
Yep. And then where do you go? Yep. That's right. Remember, if you get confused, look at the clock. It says Saturday. When it says Sunday, you come over here.
Yeah, but why is it that I went Sunday and then I got all mixed up?
No, you did a good yes last week. You were perfect last week. You did everything right last week. Sunday, you go down. Monday, you go down. Tuesday. See, they're all the same.
I got to get something to write those in again there.
Well, I wrote them in. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, but it's...
Well, you just look. It goes down. They're all the same. Go down. Down, 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 down. Saturday. Saturday, 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 Saturday. Sunday.
That's where I started up here.
Yeah, but you already did that one.
Yeah, but...
At lunchtime, you're going to go down. Yep, just like that.
And then...
No.
Up here?
No. What's after Saturday? Yep. Sunday. What's after Saturday?
Sunday.
Yep. So you just come over to Sunday.
From here?
Yep.
I go over to there.
Yep. And if you get confused, you look at the clock. The clock says what day it is.
I'm going to have to write it on a piece of paper.
It says two morning, so
yeah,
that'll tell you.
Till I get used to it.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did with all the yellow pads we had up there.
Why, do you want one?
Yeah, so this way I could write on it. I had one, but I used it all.
Oh, I'll get you some. All right, I'm going to put these over there.
Okay, from...
Where are you now?
From here.
No, at lunch, what are you going to do? At lunchtime, what are you going to do?
Oh, here I am.
Right. Then at dinner time.
Saturday?
At bedtime. That's at bedtime.
You're up at the top. So here's like the sun comes up. Start at the top. And then noon.
Go down.
And then
down,
nighttime.
Down.
Bedtime. Night's over. Purple, dark skies. Nighttime.
Then I take out and put it up here.
No, you take the pills.
Yes, you take the pill. It's all right. She's just talking about her sticker now.
Okay.
You take the pill. Yep.
You got it, Graham. You got it.
Like I said, if you get confused, look at the clock.
Yep.
It'll tell you what day you're on. It helped you last week.
It even says morning, and then it'll say noon, afternoon, so then you'll know noon. That's next.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll write Saturday on there. I'll write it on right now.
Watch me forget. My mind isn't all there. It is forgetful. I know it. That's why I keep telling
That's
them.
That's got to be frustrating to know that.
My head gets all confused.
Yeah. Sorry, Graham. That's no fun.
I was doing real good there for a while.
You did good last week.
Yeah, I did real good. And I think I'm going to have to go to the eye doctor.
Okay.
Because I think my lens moved in my eye. Because
okay.
It was all foggy and everything.
Uh-huh. I'll call and make an appointment. Where do you go? Do you still go to Reed? Or do you go to...
I still go to Reed.
Okay. The one in West Eastridge Road? All right. I'll call and make you an appointment. One that I can do it.
I got his phone number in there.
Well, he's not there now.
No. I mean, if you want it.
No, I know it.
That's what I hate more than anything is I get everything straight. I can sit down and turn on the news.
Yeah.
Everything's out of my head. And the doctor says the more I fall and hit my head, I'm doing damage to my brain. And I did fall 3 times up there, and I got knocked over from the...
Terrorist.
I shouldn't talk to her because she's gone.
She's gone, yeah. The terrorist. Ruth the terrorist.
She passed away, though.
Yeah, that's got to be scary, Graham. I'm sorry that that's happening to you. I'm sorry that's happening to you. That's got to be scary when you get all confused.
They had mice in their room. They carry so much germs. They thought I was awful because I complained.
Oh, they didn't. I'm sure, yeah, they want to get rid of them, too.
I complained every time I saw it.
Good. You
and
should.
I told them I saw it running down
the hall
there.
Yeah.
There's that sound. There he is. So I run up to the desk because he was there talking. Run back. And I said, he's there. Come on.
Said, hurry up. No, quick.
And he found out where it went and everything.
Awesome.
They caught him.
Way to go.
So he comes with a mouse and puts it in the... Get out of here.
You were right. You were right. Yeah. Got him. Good. Good.
But I'm not saying that that's the only one.
Right.
It is. There's
that. Well, just
but
tell
I mean,
them you spot another one.
They have. It was only this tiny thing.
Yeah.
I didn't, when it ran by me, I didn't even know what it
yeah.
was. I just, did that thing move?
Yeah.
then that night, I slept in the recliner.
I would be freaked out, too. I hear ya.
I went downstairs and sat in the recliner, and I watched the television, and when I got tired, I turned it off. It was good.
Yeah, there you go.
Friends told her that I climbed in bed with her.
Oh no, why would they say that? Where did you and Grandpa get married? Was it at the firehouse?
No, in church.
Church.
St. Francis.
Who? Oh, you had your reception at the firehouse. Is that what I'm thinking about? Did you, Mom?
No, we had it at the golf course.
Then she had
what golf course?
Street, and we all had
Lakeshore Country Club.
I thought somebody had a reception at Point Pleasant.
No.
No? Nope. Did you have your reception after your wedding at Point Pleasant?
At that time they did.
Yeah.
A lot of people have it there. Not a lot of people, but quite a few.
Okay. You don't?
You want to go and have a
wedding
there?
No, I'm done getting married. I'm glad I don't ever have to do that again. We talked about renewing our vows, but I'll do it on like a cruise ship or something. That planning process was not fun. That was a lot of work.
Did you see that paper that's folded?
Yeah, this one?
No, not that one. It was on top of there, but maybe on this roof.
No.
This one?
No.
The Catholic career one? I don't know.
Why? What are you looking for?
I just want to... Crazy.
I'm already halfway there, so thanks.
Yeah, I got two of them. I
these are good, Graham. Yeah, this is a good thing for you to do.
No, she can't do it.
She is what you do.
You want me to show you where all the answers are?
Yeah, I want you to do it.
Okay. Sure thing.
Wait, crossword puzzles are like jam.
No. I got things I'm doing over here right now.
You want to try and puzzle too?
No.
Here we go.
I got stuff.
You got chameleon already done and walrus for me, so this one's started.
I guess Frankie's not coming home until third Tuesday?
Tuesday he comes home.
That looks like a fun trip.
I don't like Donna anymore.
Why?
Debbie?
Because
who's
she's
Donna?
Taking Frankie away from us.
Oh, Debbie. Yep.
Oh.
Never mind.
It's good for him to go and get some sunshine. Moose.
If you can fill it out, I'm going to bring it to her and told her I did it.
That's okay. That sounds good. I found two so far.
Here's the other one.
Okay.
You can take them home if you
No, this is your home. Schedule. This is old though. This already happened.
Here it is.
How long were you and Grandpa married before you started having kids?
Don't
ask that? Oh, why? Oh.
Years.
Oh.
They're born November, I'm born July. I married in November,
July. Oh, okay.
That would be about
scandal.
Don't ever say that.
Oh. Would you say about 60 years? Yeah, Kathy's 60 years old.
Kathy's going to be 62.
Yeah, we've been married over 60.
Did you guys know you wanted to have four kids? Did you and Grandpa know you wanted to have four kids? No.
Never talked about things like that.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted two girls and two boys.
You did?
Yep.
You got your wish. Me too. We lucked out.
Yeah, I know it. Well, you did too.
I know. We both did. So cool. What was Mom like when she was a kid?
She can't open these bags up.
Okay.
What was I looking for?
This crossword puzzle. I got them both.
Did you get any?
Yeah, I got two.
Smell good.
Ooh. What was Mom like when she was little? Do you remember anything
Grandpa.
About Mom?
I know.
You know, that's why I bring them to her. She always talks about Grandpa.
She had her tonsils out.
You must have been bad. She doesn't want to talk about you. I don't know anything about Mom when she was younger too much. I don't know too much about my mother when she was younger. Was she a good kid?
None of the kids were good. They already got in trouble.
They did? She was wild?
Their motorcycle. That was awful. I had to argue with her all the time over there.
I know. She tried to hide it from you for a while. I remember you came over one time and she put a blanket over it in the garage.
And all the mice, the little mice was in the box in the garage.
Oh my gosh. Did the kids fight a lot when they were little?
Well, I don't think so.
No, that's good.
Not any more than any other kid.
Right. Were they close then?
See, we're all different ages.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
And although they were close.
That's good. Yeah. Mom and Uncle Frank seem like they've always been really tight. Mom and Uncle Frank, were they always close growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed like you guys were the closest.
And
right?
My garbage is good.
Because we have the same personalities.
She said, see, one day, oh, I wanted to look for that thing.
What thing?
What they...
What are you looking for?
Look at the stupid things that they want to change or they want. This is the people. Every month they have a meeting.
This is a hard one, Graham. This is a hard one.
Is that the first one I gave you?
No, well, I think it's the second one. Yeah. You gave me this one. They found one in, but then this one. All the animals.
I got so crazy. I just drew it down. I said, I've had it.
I don't blame you. This is frustrating. Just stare at all this mixed up letters. Try to find words. They're weird ones, too. What's a capybara? I don't even know what that is. Marmoset. Vicuna.
Oh,
Shamus. These are weird animals. I don't even know what these are. Anoa? I think they're making words up.
I think so, too.
Sable?
There's a sable.
Sable what? It's an animal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you ever hear of sable fur? Sable fur coats?
Oh, I don't know.
Just,
I guess.
She said they're just, that is the hardest one, because she said that was hard.
Oh, okay.
This,
Oh, there's Ibis. I've heard of a marmoset, but they're just like weird, they're weird words.
I mean, this isn't done some of those
well,
things.
Yeah. But this is what they talked about at their meeting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. More tater tots?
That's what they talked about. We want more tater tots.
Yeah.
An open face sandwich.
An open face sandwich. They talk a lot about food. They talk a lot about food.
It's the important stuff, man. You got to cover the important stuff.
But they,
Well, it's good because, like, somebody complained that the food was too cold when it was served.
Oh, yeah.
And you've said that yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told them that I didn't like the food. No, but it's just that I think. There should be something else that are a little bit more
important. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, they didn't want the mixed vegetables.
Right. I know.
You can't, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You
they want strawberry ice cream instead of chocolate ice cream.
That's
right
here.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
To me, it looks like it was a bunch of babies.
I know. I know. I know.
She is funny.
What's Steve up to today?
He was snow blowing everybody's driveway when I left.
Oh, that's nice.
He goes around and does some of the neighbors. So he does their driveways. He did our driveway, and I told him I was going for a walk, and I had the dog. Well, I was gone for a long time because I went for a long walk. So he got worried and came out looking for me. So I gave him the dog because the dog's paws were too cold. Oh. So the dog jumped in the car with him, and then I walked home.